You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Brian, so are you giving me a shot or?
Zero chance, Goo. I love you, man, but you ain't. It low works out so hard, so much still. That man is still a finely tuned athlete.
Hey, Ben. How you doing, buddy?
Laughing hilariously at Guru.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow, Ken. Or Risotto. Wow.
That was for earlier.
I know. Hey, for the sake of accuracy, a lick of dibs. For the sake of accuracy, Reg B and my guy Mello that I played with, I played in the Feds, which is right next to Santa Rita. I told him I don't care. It felt like Rikers Island either way.
No, it wasn't.
Please. Feds ain't no joke either, Steiny. Yeah. But to Bob Myers, he played at Quentin. Yeah.
I heard he didn't play well.
I mean, you got all kind of stuff going through your dome. Hard fouls, baby.
Now that I know he's listening, I may break down his game because I've seen it.
And they showed it on, I watched the whole thing for an hour. The Q,
Seen him in a gym.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Give me the skinny.
Maybe during the break.
I texted him yesterday. How was he playing? We're going to hoop here soon. It's going to happen.
It may. We got the Red and Gold Summit next Thursday at the at King's Fish House in Westfield Valley Fair. That's down in Santa Clara. Looking forward to that. 49er season starts in a week and a half.
Sunday. And,
I got to believe Jennings is the big issue. We haven't talked a lot about Moody today. And just a reminder.
Lay off the kid.
Make a kick. I got to believe that he'll be talked about today at 2 o'clock. What's going on at 2 o'clock? Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch talking to the media down in Santa Clara. They got down to 53 yesterday. So that will be a press conference related to that. Let me just... Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC
awesome.
Sports Bay Area covers the San Francisco 49ers. We've had her on. Great guest. She was talking about Jake Moody yesterday and the confidence level and all that kind of stuff. Take a listen. She was on today, actually, with the morning show.
I think the leash is kind of short on him. I think they'll keep him around. I mean, Kyle Shanahan said, you know, we'll see how the year goes. So that's a lot of pressure on him. And man, listening to the fans at that preseason game after he missed the point after, wow. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen 49ers fans be like that before since they've been at Levi's Stadium. Maybe a little bit of Candlestick here and there. But at Levi's, I don't think I've ever heard that. I mean, it's never been that loud when a kicker goes out there for a PAT or a field goal. I mean, there were a lot of boos. It was loud. That's a lot of pressure on a guy. He just doesn't strike me as a guy who has that overwhelming confidence.
That's not good.
No, not at all.
Oh, but
man.
Kyle should just talk to him.
No, kind of walk that back. But still, I, you know, again, a lot of people take it as Willard was one of them. So it was Dibs, like I was saying during the game. I know he's in a zone. I was just saying, Stoney, I'm old school, and I believe communication in any entity of life is better when you have some and an abundance. And right now, Jennifer just said it, for whatever reason, and there's a lot of reasons, he's public enemy number one among Niner fans. And he was 3-3 in the Super Bowl, but a game partner that went to overtime. As much as I try to sell you on the 3-for-3, he missed an extra point.
Wow.
That just can't. No, it can't happen. It just can't. So, Steiny, I say all that to say is, what if I told you I think it's going to be a worse look if it is a short leash? Because now, even when he talks today or they talk, we know why he still got his job. It's because where he was drafted at, his cost. The CNN, that's, the politics of it. I get it.
It's a safe assumption.
Yeah.
But my what?
You guys are like, I never knew you were this cold in regard to
field goal kickers?
No, just people in like yeah, coach, kicker talking to where that could prop them up and like You seems like an ice cube over there to
not
that.
The pro level.
Dude, wow,
that's
man.
All I'm saying. I mean, like, all I'm saying is, yeah, if he, you know, when Jake Moody was kicking in ninth grade, sure, his coach said, hey, keep your head up, buddy. He's a pro. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers. If he's got a confidence issue, Shanahan can't solve that. Only the kicker can solve that. And here's the other. Who wants a silver lining?
We all do.
We all do. We all love silver. Who wants a silver lining, Ken?
Why's your hand
up? Put your hand up, Ken. Here's a silver lining. The first game of the year is on the road. That's a silver lining for Jake Moody.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what I can't imagine. But I guess it's possible.
Oh, man.
That the 49ers, opening drive of the season, they get down to the 28, and here comes Moody after the first possession at Levi Stadium.
Okay.
Hasn't had a kick yet.
Yeah.
He comes out for his first kick, and he's getting booed.
No, see that? Not
what
a
do you
fan.
Mean? What do you mean?
Like,
oh, that won't happen? Are
no,
you? That
please
don't be that naive.
No, what I'm telling
please.
You is then, right. then it's done. It's over.
Well, not...
It's
unless
if,
he,
if
unless
they,
he,
they're too sophisticated, you might hear a couple birds, but Steiny, stop.
A couple birds.
You got to get them off to a good start, and that's by roaring, man, cheering.
Well, then why were they
make
booing?
The kick.
Why were they booing
I'll
him?
Tell you what, make
yes,
that first
the other
kick
day.
Go
no, it won't go away.
6-11.
That's
Juwan Jennings situated not being clarified. So they're just taking it out on the old kicker. But hey, you're making some points, man. But he will not get booed.
Hold on.
Before his first kick? Steiny, wow. You can't tell me I'm wrong. I can't
what
say
I'm,
you're wrong. I'm just,
no,
I don't think it would be there.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Boo.
Let's,
buddy. Yeah.
If you don't think. Oh, let's say he misses a kick in Seattle.
No, then that'll,
okay.
that's on and popping. And
right.
you
and
might
it,
be right. Let's say he's 2-for-2 and he comes out here. I don't know what it is, but they're not feeling him at all. And I'm just like, man. Just make your kicks and you got your job, man. Kick and go.
He's going to get booed before he kicks, and he's going to get the sarcastic cheer
yeah.
after it goes through.
Yeah. And he got that. I got to be careful. That sarcastic celebration, Steiny. I didn't like that. It was like, guys, act like you've been there. Yeah, it was a preseason game, and it was a long ass kick. There was something to like that. Don't help him among the fan base. I thought he was going to miss it. Be honest with you. But they're hey, you know what? Kyle's like, "Goo, I don't need to invite him over for pasta." Shout out risotto. I gave him his job. He still has his job.
What's that movie? There Will Be Blood. There will be booing. I mean, come on.
There will be blood.
They'll be booing before he kicks his first ball.
Yeah. But, Scotty, we're not in Boston. That sounds like Yankee fan.
There are fans that already can't stand him.
Mm. Yeah. And maybe it's draftism. Josh Ram telling me, come on, Goo, he's getting booed. Even before the first. Hey, if he comes
he's
out
he's got to get booed for last year.
Oh, my gosh, man. Hey, and I'll tell you what. Saturday against the Chargers, Come on, man. I know it's Allen Iverson. Practice. It's not a real game. You're kicking the ball out of bounds on a kickoff, and then you miss an extra point.
Yeah, but let's give him a lot of rope.
Goo. No, I need to really, like, Dr. Phil, come to the Bay. We got a patient for you.
How about
like,
just
why
cut
are
him?
You doing that?
How about instead of helping him, just cut him?
And watch him go somewhere and be the next Tucker before the massage gate.
Jake Moody. I don't know.
He damn sure ain't Jake from State Farm right now.
I just think it's
go like, 5 for 5. Well, you'll be fine, Jake.
Like, I'd love to know if there's any team in the league that's going to start a season with a kicker that doesn't have a clean slate.
Oh, Steiny, there's probably 20 already in every city.
Name me.
I can't.
Because I think Moody is...
No, what I'm saying is... go ahead.
I just think Moody...
The position's fickle, Steiny. So that's why I said half the league.
I think if you listed... And I don't know. If you listed 32 kickers, it sure sounds to me like the fans have the least confidence in this guy than...
Like Carlson for the... Like he's a Don.
Like who's the Eagles kicker? Anybody know offhand? No, he's better than Moody. I guarantee you.
Well,
I know they got.
You're out. You just want him cut for the sake of his health, mental health.
No, this is. I don't care one way or the other.
Because he's got a strong leg.
Let me say it again. I don't care one way or the other. But these are the kind of things that I like to watch. This is what I love about sports. Let's watch it play out. Yeah. Let's watch it play out. He's either going to come through or he's not.
But if you had to bet, you think he's done already?
Not already. I just think he's going to be...
I think he's on his ninth life. I'm rooting for the kid, but I'm willing to say I hear the noise.
I mean, here's my question. I feel like there's no doubt, whenever that first home game is, if Moody comes out for a field goal, ask Ken.
Go ahead. Ken. Ask Rizzotto, too.
He's not... Oh, yeah. No, Grandy's in it. When Moody comes out for his first field goal at Levi Stadium, will there be a lot of fans who boo?
I mean, that depends on what he does in Seattle. That's week one.
Let's say he essentially doesn't kick in Seattle. Like he makes a 20 attempts. Makes a 23 yard, makes a 27 yarder.
I don't think people will boo. I mean, they're not going to be enthralled that he's about to kick, but he's as good as his last kick.
No, exactly.
I'll say that.
I don't think, but
he's good as his last kick.
To that point, Ken, if Steiny's right, no, he's not. They're going to boo just because last year, like Steiny said, like fan is short for fanatic.
He makes it before he misses.
That would be blown away if it happened.
I don't think they're going to boo before he misses. They're going to be tentative that could happen.
You're swaying me that could happen.
And maybe it all does depend on Seattle.
Why would you boo him before?
But what
kicks?
If he misses a game winner in Seattle?
He's getting booed.
Okay,
no, I'll say this to the
what
fans:
what if he doesn't kick
that?
At all in Seattle?
Then you can't boo him.
Well,
I'll say this:
I don't disagree with you, but I'm saying, oh, he gonna get booed.
If you're a fan booing the kicker on the first kick of the year at home, you deserve for your kicker to miss that kick. That's ridiculous.
That
bothers me, the thought of it.
Okay, well then bet me that there will be no boos when Moody kicks his first field goal at Levi Stadium.
No, to Ken's point, if he's 1 or 3 in Seattle.
I don't care what he is in Seattle. There will be boos. Kind of like that movie, There Will Be Blood. There will be boos. I mean.
I don't know what it, that one is.
These football fans are. It's a.
Blood in, blood out?
No, There Will Be Blood.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, great movie.
What's the title?
There Will Be Blood.
I hadn't heard of that.
That's the title.
That hurt. Good?
Yeah, really good. I haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure it's good.
Anyway, they're not. Yeah, I'm with you, Ken. If they boo before the first of the. That's come on.
You can't do that.
No doubt. Well, you can't. I'm with him.
Like, you shouldn't.
I'm a literal person.
Why would you mess him up that way?
And there we go. You shouldn't do that.
And is he messed up already? I don't talk to kickers.
Can I be honest with you? This is why
anxiety.
It infuriates me when I've tried to tell you guys for 8 or 10 years, fans are the worst. They are the worst people on planet Earth.
They make it go round.
Of course they will boo Moody before he misses a kick. That's who fans are.
Hey, Steiny, you know what? Granny's agreeing with you because he's saying that they were booing him in preseason.
Exactly.
And waving their arms saying, like, miss it. They wanted him to miss.
Like, that's not funny. Listen, that would be the ultimate in fan support. Heckle this guy off the team early in the season so we can get a real kicker in here for the big game.
September 21st, home opener against the Arizona Cardinals, Steiny. There's eight quarter of kicks before
you
get
to
that
game. You think he's going to get a standing ovation?
That stuff matters, man.
Well, and that's why fans are the worst.
It's not technical. It's mental with this guy. How much rope does he have left? Sounds like you think he has none, Steiny.
I think the leash is kind of short on him. I think they'll keep him around. I mean, Kyle Shanahan said, you know, we'll see how the year goes. So that's a lot of pressure on him. And, man, listening to the fans at that preseason game after he missed the point after, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen 49ers fans be like that before since they've been at Levi's Stadium. Maybe a little bit of Candlestick here and there. But at Levi's, I don't think I've ever heard that. I mean, it's never been that loud when a kicker goes out there for a PAT or a field goal. I mean, there were a lot of boos. It was loud. That's a lot of pressure on a guy. He just doesn't strike me as a guy who has that overwhelming confidence.
Oh, what are we doing?
He needs a blue chew of football, man, dude. Like, good Lord.
The fans are going to cost the Niners games.
If you don't have confidence in anything, you're done. Hey,
but for a bigger picture, it may be worth it. It's like
you don't want to lose a game to get a kicker replaced.
Depends.
Oh, God. You know what you can make it?
You know, it's like
the Warriors. I'm glad we lost to Cleveland so we got Durant. Remember we were doing shows like that on this station? It was worth losing because we got Durant.
It was.
Stop.
It was. And you know what?
Any PD should be fired. Host should be fired. Any fan should have their license revoked that you would concede a championship for what you got after choking that chip. Warrior fans, we had calls and shows on this station.
That's right.
It was worth it. We got Durant.
That's why Isaiah Thomas is right.
Stop.
Because the legacies changed when he got
that
here.
That was jealousy.
They weren't considered choke artists anymore.
Stop. I knew what you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I'm mad at you, but it's radio mad that I almost want them to make the move just to save him from going through this public shame. I don't talk to kickers. I just personally, even if I don't talk to, I wouldn't have said it.
So you want a manager to talk to a guy throwing a no-hitter?
Oh, no, of
there
course
you go.
Not.
Well,
stay far away
same
from him
theory.
As possible. Niners favored in week one game at Seattle, -2.5.
Okay. Who do you like?
I'll save it for our preview show Wednesday.
Here's the other guru.
This is his
Stockton.
Real name.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, other guru, what's up?
Very intelligent.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm a big fan of the show. I love you guys. But yeah, man, here's the thing with Jake Moody is that he's missed too many kicks already. And as a kicker, you only get so many strikes. But the reason why they're holding on to Jake Moody is that, well, I used to kick myself back in the day and what makes Jake, drop that thing. Yep. Appreciate it. What makes a kicker so valuable is the leg, brother, is that he's got a big enough leg. He can hit a 65 yarder. He might even be able to hit a 70, and not everyone is able to do that. And so that's why they reach for him. You know what? But the problem is that once you've missed too many kicks and on a team, you lose it with the fans, you lose it with the team. So there's only so long, you know what? Like, he's got maybe one or two misses.
Yeah.
Left to go before everybody flips on him and he just goes. But you know what? It sucks because the talent is there. Unfortunately, it's just There's only so much you can do, brother.
Hey, I love you guys, real quick. Man. Hey, I love you too, but aren't you the guy that your birth name is Guru, right?
No, man. I wish Guru, but I called you guys last time. I'm the one that predicted LeBron James to go to the Lakers before he even went to the Lakers.
All right, we'll call you the real Guru. So already, there it is.
Already yeah. You're ahead of this one.
Hopefully.
I don't think that's the same Guru as the other. Now we got three.
That Guru that I'm talking about that I thought, that's his real name.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that. I was thinking of the same person.
He sounded like he was a couple in. This right here.
More Jennifer Lee Chan from this morning on Moody.
I don't know if he can rebuild his confidence. I mean, they've done everything possible to give him a fresh slate. New special teams coordinator, new long snapper, new holder. So, I mean, it's a completely new slate outside of being in a new location. So we'll see if he can build his confidence back up. But, I mean, missing 2 of 4 in practice and then missing a point after, kind of shaky game during the preseason. I understand the fans being a little stressed about him being the kicker, but I don't think Kyle Shanahan really likes it either. So I would think that, you know, there's a short window of if he blows a 36-yarder makeable field goal to win a game, I think, you know, maybe that's the tipping point.
Maybe I got a theory.
Okay.
From the real Guru. Maybe fans can sniff a rat and they know that he's only on the team because of where he was drafted. And that's why they're trying to egg this thing on sarcastically by just the vitriol. That's a reporter that covers the team. And she's telling you like a clinical doctor, it doesn't look like he has the necessary things to overcome the lack of confidence, Steiny. So I'm wondering if the fans... They've been around a couple blocks. Yeah,
they should cheer him.
If this dude wasn't a third-round pick, his ass would have been cut. I think that's what the reaction's about.
Well, I think if you're a really good fan, you would not boo him.
I would never do that. Stop.
Guru.
I don't know what to... Like,
Guru.
I don't know what
Yeah, no, you would never criticize Dak Prescott
that's
either.
That's different, but it's going into a season, the slate is clean. I want my dude to make the kick. You're not going to hear a boo
until
you start shanking left and right.
Let me tell you something. Dak Prescott does not have a blank slate in your mind.
Oh my God.
He doesn't. You hate him. You don't give him a chance.
Now he got Pickens. No. I gave him another chance.
Too late.
This is it.
You've given up on him 7 times.
You're not Dak. You can't say if it's too late.
No, I can't.
Kenny, did I tell you Dallas should have a top 5 offense? I've given Dak, this is his last shot with me. I'm back.
They gave
him Pickens.
Pickens.
So now it's like you're telling on yourself if they don't bubble.
Yeah.
I would never boo a kicker.
There's a lot of that going on.
You would never boo a kicker.
No, going in.
Stop it.
Steiny, going into
week
one.
Do you realize what you say sometimes?
No, Steiny, going into week one. I'm the guy saying he needs to have dinner with the coach.
This may be the time to boo him. If he gets hot, you're not going to have any chance.
I can't get over Jennifer Lee Chan the way she said it. Steiny, this is a confidence issue.
I'll tell you what. I will say this.
Where's Dr. Harry Edwards?
Moody misses a kick early. That's makeable to win a game. Kyle's going to take some heat.
Oh, no. That's what he's signing up for. So you think he'll be asked about Moody and what's going on at 2 o'clock?
First question's going to be about Jennings.
Okay.
Then, second and third question will be follow-ups about Jennings. Then they'll go right to Moody.
Ask me what my first would be.
It would be about Jennings.
Mikael Williams.
Well, then you would be.
Is it a sure shot,
then
Kenny?
You wouldn't be reading the room.
Week one in Seattle.
And you know what?
I'm excited about that
Tim Kawakami and Matt Maiocco and Matt Barrows and Lombardi, they would hate you.
For asking about Williams?
If you came out of the press conference, we were down there the first time. Give me the mic. Darryl Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game. Hey, what's going on with Mikael Williams? Oh, my God. There'd be a lot of eye rolls.
Oh, you're saying that for that to be the first?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're the same. Well, I got to be careful. I'll stop. It was the Giants.
What do you mean?
When the reporters didn't ask him after they were playing San Diego and Adamas was demonstrative in the dugout. Nobody asked Melvin what that was about.
I wouldn't have.
then you need to be fired.
It was a nothing. It was Adames saying, I can't get a strike call. This is three straight at bats. I can't get, like, they're calling that inside strike. And Melvin was like, all right, see you later. Good luck next to that.
Dude, you were out of the Bay. A lot of people were going crazy with what was
nothing.
Please. You didn't see Melvin just turn his head like,
that's right.
I ain't going to the club. That reminded me of one of my friends. Let's go to the club. Like, dude, I'm not.
You didn't
just
see
turn away.
You didn't see Melvin say, well, good luck next time. Like, what's he supposed to say?
Some say Melvin told him, stop doing that. Stop barking at the ump.
Well, maybe he did.
Well, then it wasn't.
Oh, my God. Definitely got to fire him. I mean, can you,
no, that's
do you
taking
imagine?
Care of itself.
I've never seen. This is like Draymond Green and Poole.
Is he good?
No, with Melvin and Adames.
Dude, what
this
about
is
that story that's floating around about Kerr telling Poole to stand up to Dre? I love all of that.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, all the sources. We got Myers here. I wouldn't text him to ask him that.
You might.
No, that's when you abuse your friendship. Like asking your rich friend for a loan.
Well, no.
Because they, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't.
I've been there. I've been the guy loaning.
My rich guy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask him for a loan. I would ask him for money. He would know he's not getting it back.
Wow.
I'm not borrowing. I would go to a bank if I need, you know what I mean?
I love that.
If I ever, and you, I mean, I look around here and I see Ken and Guru and you all know, I live it. I live the example.
Yeah.
When I give people money, I expect nothing back. No such thing as a loan.
That was Norm's thing.
That's right. No, sir. Hey, Stiney, I remember that $20 you get? Shut up. Just don't worry about it. I gave it to you. It's over. I don't need it back.
Can you remember the last time you loaned somebody some bread? Honestly.
And like was like, I need that money back?
Yeah.
Never.
I need my back, Lucas.
You need money?
Not now.
Hold on.
I want a caddy in the shop.
You should get me right now. I have more money in my wallet right now than I've had
Stoney,
in 7 years.
I work
at 88 Kearney Street.
Oh, boy.
Who cares?
Looking kitty.
Yeah, come at me. I dare you.
Dude.
I'll be the guy in the pink with a clenched fist waiting to unload.
Oh, boy.
All righty. Let's see. Where is it? Break time, 1:12. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for
you. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You like our non-sports nonsense a little more.
No, you guys, you don't talk as much about it.
Thank
you. If I had to hear one more thing about Jerry Garcia's guitar, I'd throw up.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
Good news and bad news. I'll be here for the crossover. Caddy not ready.
Well, it still may be an abbreviated crossover because of the Shanahan-Lynch press conference at 2 o'clock.
Have so you been told we're taking it?
Well, I'm leaving at 2.
Well, that's what it's about.
But here's what's going to happen.
Yeah. The
2 o'clock press conference never starts at 2. It'll probably start at 2:15, and Willie'll be like, where are you going? Okay, shit.
But why do you got to lead with him? Why are you afraid of him? It hurts the show.
Okay. You want to play
a little? Is it his intellect, Steiny? I'm starting to wonder.
It's not that. It's certainly not that. Hey, Goo, you know I'm playing golf today, right?
I do. You look swell.
So I am, let's see how Willard reacts. I've set my alarm.
Okay.
For 2:10, 2 minutes early.
He's going to watch it. Yeah. He's steady.
What do you think he's going to say when the alarm goes off?
See, that's my, I don't like having this convo. What can he say? He's not your boss. Talk to him like you talk to me.
He doesn't talk to me like you talk to me.
I do something to you.
Well, you say things like, I don't think 49er fans will boo Moody.
No, it's my enthusiasm about life and sports that bothers you. So your goal is just to knock me down. So you said the boss put up a video from the Giant game yesterday?
I'm watching. Okay. Anybody else see this last night?
Kenny, I missed it. I watched the game.
I swear to God, first inning of the Giants game I'm watching last night against the Cubs. Boss was there. Somebody's on first base. I don't know. But Devers is up.
Okay.
And he hits a rope ground ball to second base. I mean, it was hit hard.
Yeah.
Second baseman obviously throws the short to get one. The shortstop throws the first base to double up Devers. I swear to God, he still had a foot in the box. He was out by more than anyone in the history of baseball on a double play. It was unbelievable. I thought, when I was watching that, I was like, oh my God. Like, he only made it like a quarter of the way down the line.
I'm not being messy.
So I come in today.
Okay, all right, I'm going to go ahead.
I come in today. Nahegan's a Cubs fan. He's from Chicago. He was at the game. He goes, Steiny, I'm so mad at myself. And I go, why? He goes, I'm watching the Giants last night at Oracle, and Devers hits into a double play in the first inning, and he's like jogging. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I saw that. And then he goes, so I told my son, I'm getting my phone out for the second at bat because he's not running hard. And then I'm like, well, what are you mad at? He goes, he grounded out again, was even slower, and I forgot to video it.
So I'm being real here.
Yeah.
As you watched this, did you think of Bo Mail?
No. No. I thought of a guy making $300 million a year who's
probably. Some guys get yanked, Steiny, for loafing, if that's what we want to call it.
Maybe he's hurt.
Well.
I don't know.
Well, they've won three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, I'll tease it. Tomorrow we'll get into is Melvin. I don't want to have the guys in the morning steal it. Managing for his job. You know what I mean? Those are our guys.
Let's go to James in San Jose. Hey, James, how you doing? You could be Devers in his 100-yard dash, Goo.
All right.
That's San Jose Jazz fan.
What's up, baby?
Sorry, James.
Hey, I just wanted to touch bases with I agree with Steiny. You know, like, Guru, this team doesn't want to win a Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Wow.
At one point, if this team goes 2-6, Jesus Christ. Like, what? When do we start blaming Kyle? And when does Kyle start becoming like a Marvin Harrison for the 49ers? You know what I mean? That's all I got, guys.
Yeah. Well, he meant Marv Levy.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Yeah.
This is from Chris M. on the YouTube chat. Guru, no disrespect. How long's the caddy been in the shop? It feels like it's been in since you started at the radio.
Well, it's
the
a
caddy
new,
does have a...
I've had three caddies.
Tough track record.
No, I had a 92 DeVille.
It's been through the ringer.
I had a 78 Seville, but I now got the car that you thought I was fronting that wasn't mine.
I love your car now. It's a nice car.
A 2021 Cadillac XTS Silver. It's getting some work done. New tires and a new oxygen sensor.
What's an oxygen sensor?
It makes the whole emission system go. So the car's running, but you ain't getting the best fuel mileage, you know, gas mileage.
Right, because it's a Cadillac.
Oh, my goodness. Kenny, that's not for you. Can't. Kenny loves you, man.
What if I told you I can't wait for the crossover today? Would you believe me?
But I got to ask why.
Because it's
going to
be preempted. Hey, Shani, get to the podium at 2, would you please? Don't let me be making small, uncomfortable talk with Willard and Dibs. Is he there yet? Is he there yet?
If I told you this season, and this just came to me, it's why I'm special, Brock Purdy will be a Pro Bowler? Or McCaffrey would be a Pro Bowler. Which one would you think is more realistic?
McCaffrey.
Well, so now you're – but hold, there's a caveat. Oh. You're telling me he's healthy.
Well,
I thought that was your biggest fear.
It is. But I don't think Purdy can be like an all-pro with his team.
Well, 2 years ago he was damn near
the
up
team
until
– stinks
Christmas.
Now.
Dude, you were so, up until Christmas against Lamar, he was the MVP candidate.
Yeah, no, right, with an unbelievable supporting cast.
Was it really that unbelievable on offense?
I don't know, Guru. You were comparing it to Jerry Rice, Taylor, Roger Craig.
I stole that from Vontae.
Brent Jones, Joe Montana. But they were better than
Dude,
those
they
teams.
They were incredible, man.
And by the way, somebody coming down my road.
They should.
Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorney's text line. Wasn't it this week or last week? We said if he had a lot of money, he would take care of his people. And Steiny said, absolutely not. Fast forward to this week. It seems like you guys have switched. No, please. I can weasel out of anything.
Oh, and 49 Frankie back from Costa Rica hit me like I heard my name as if I dissed him. I said, no. Steiny said, if I got big money, who would I take along? I mentioned 9 guys, Red, Mel, Kane, everybody. But 49 Frankie was one of them. And you go, no, you and Evan, no, you wouldn't do that. I got a big heart, man. If you're my family, you ain't working as I'm living the dream. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on lunch while you're in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking you with me.
No, you're not. You think you are.
You know, Steiny.
You think you are, but it gets older.
What would you do? Hey, Dana, how's your 9-to-5 going?
He makes more than me.
No, but all right, give me another friend. You know what I mean?
Everybody makes more than me.
Please. Oh, boy, fake news. Anyway,
here's the other thing. We get
just man up here on this next segment. Like, really, I'm and what you're going to do is cower, shout out Bill, and then come at me because you have nothing to do with them two. Like, that's so obvious and weak. Stand up.
Yeah, I can't.
Do what Kerr told Poole to do to Draymond.
Yeah, look what happened to Poole.
He did it too. He took it too far. He said to run. But can you imagine if he told him that? I love it.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at that YouTube, you sent me that thing where somebody put together like 12, 13 minutes of videos
incredible.
About, I'll tell you what, it was pretty comprehensive. It was
shout out to insurance.
Like by the time I got to the punch, I was like, wow, this guy really had it locked in.
Man,
there were like
man.
Five
no.
times, like they had five, if you don't know what we're talking about.
There's a video circulating.
You know, it's about a 15 minute thing on YouTube where they're talking about Jordan Poole, Steve Kerr, and Draymond Green. And it was kind of like a history of the punch. But I'll tell you what, the guy had about 7 clips of interactions
incredible.
Between Green and Poole that were clearly confrontational, but they were having words.
Yeah, you could tell.
And I will say this.
We should get into it tomorrow.
3 years after, it's like... Because the punch is on the video again.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to talk about it because Bob's listening.
Oh, yeah. That's our guy. He was there.
I think he ran over. I think.
Well, I'll say this to the video. Bob's mic is done. I don't think anybody ran. It was a slow trot for every. When you say ran over, Steiny, I don't know.
Was it like that fight in the movie Dazed and Confused?
I hadn't seen that one.
That's a funny movie. You ever see it?
Look at Ken laughing.
Dazed and Confused.
Who's in that?
It's a Richard Linklater film. I'll tell you who's in it. It's Ben Affleck's in it, actually. A very young Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey was in it.
Mr. Texas.
Let's see. Who else was? A couple big name female actors.
Jim Carrey?
No. Anyway, this guy, there's a bully.
Okay.
It's about high school.
I hate bullies. Go ahead.
It's in high school. There's this bully and this guy, this nerd that the bully's picking on. And the
I've seen that movie a million times.
The nerd finally has had enough, and he tells his friends, "Listen, I'm gonna cold cock this guy. I am just gonna punch him."
Tell me he doesn't.
And then they're like, "Well, what are you gonna do then?" He goes, "Well, you know how fights go. I'll hit him in the face, and then everybody will say, break it up, break it up, break it up, and you know, I'll get a shot in." He punches a guy in the face, and you just hear everybody go, "Fight! Fight! Get away! Let him fight!"
Oh man, I feel like I've watched it. Oh.
Like nobody breaks up a fight in high school.
But that was his analytics thinking, "I'll get one in, and I'll be good."
Well, he got one in. He did get one in,
and then the worst happened. Yeah. Oh man, I don't know how I didn't see that one.
It's a good one.
I heard of it.
It's a good one.
Goo driving cars into the ground. No, it's an oxygen sensor.
Let's go more to Jennifer Lee Chan. By the way, in a half hour, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, press conference. 49ers cut down to 53 yesterday. They're meeting the media today. And so we're going to take it live on 95.7 The Game. This is Jennifer Lee Chan on cutdown day and whether or not there are any surprises.
I was a little bit surprised Drew Moss versus Nick Zakel. That was one that I was not expecting. Nick Zakel's kind of been in there as the guard, but we saw Connor Colby kind of take over that backup guard role. I think he leapfrogged him during the last couple of weeks. I think everybody's kind of training camp darling was Sebastian Valdez. Everybody really liked the Hulk, and he was released. If he clears waivers, I would think they would want him back along with Tariq Owens. I mean, now the young guys have to clear waivers. So there's a lot of guys I think they want to have back. I think veteran-wise, the punter, Thomas Morstead, they released him because they're going to bring him back. I think it's just a little roster manipulation there. I think Jacob Cowing's going to go on IR. So that'll be one where they lose a spot there and then can bring Thomas Morstead back. Maybe some of those wide receiver veterans again, just like I said, Russell Gage is a guy that has done a lot of good stuff. Robbie Chosen, they're going to need to bring some of those veteran wide receivers back because, you know, if you look at the wide receivers that are out there, Kyle Shanahan's offense, it's just tough for a wide receiver to come in and immediately be a plug and play unless he's been in the system before. So I don't think they go after another guy, you know, like everybody was wanting Amari Cooper at the time, but he's not going to be a guy that's going to be able to step in immediately. He doesn't know the system. He doesn't know everything that needs to be done. And it's hard for a guy to come in off the street and be effective in Kyle Shanahan's system right away.
Interesting. So that was yesterday, and she was right on the money about Jacob Cowing. And since she talked yesterday, I'm sorry, that was this morning, right? The 49ers have signed a wide receiver, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and
Morstead they signed back too.
Yes, they did. And they're also said to be interested in Kendrick Bourne, former 49er. So I can't help but believe it's got to have something to do with Juwan Jennings.
It may, Steiny, but I'm leaving the studio today still thinking he will be a Niner week one come Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Scantling's
2 years older than Jennings, Steiny. I'm just saying – Jennings is a fixture in this offense. He knows the system. He comes up big. I'm not saying he's Jerry Rice. I'm not doing that.
No, but you're.
I don't
you're
know the part
to,
that nobody.
He's not even
knows.
Close to Jerry Rice.
Yeah, but about close, we can't even come close to knowing what he's asking. Like, what is P.O. in there?
What did my guy say on the text line?
What was
that? An inside source.
Oh, what?
Remember you read it on the air.
I've been fighting for my life for four hours.
I got
Donnie.
A source in the chat that.
Oh
said,
yeah, yeah. 72. What was it? I forgot the number. 2 for 36, 18.
You know what? Until I hear the right number, I'm assuming it's over 15.
You think somebody asked, what is the number today? To the two guys that know.
Well, we're going to keep that in house. We're going to hear that a lot today.
I believe that'll be John. Yeah,
but we'll see. I'm sure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Juwan Jennings will be asked about very, very, very early. All right. What else you got, Gil? Bring something to the table.
A great article.
Could you bring something to the table real quick?
A great article that Kenny discussed, but we had such a phenomenal, that's my Jim Rome show today, maybe we could do it tomorrow, is Melvin managing for his job. And people listen to this show that write stories because we've talked about that and I've kind of alluded to that and now it's in print. But I believe it's real.
Where's it? Nothing's in print anymore. What are you talking about?
No, sorry. Kenny, who was the one that wrote that article you sent to us?
I'm just saying there's no print anymore.
It's about giant Melvin.
I saw it on the internet.
It was in The Athletic.
Yeah, that's not a, that's not print. Yeah. They don't have an Athletic newspaper.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean. You just get ready for Willard. Good Lord.
Willard and I got bad news for you. We're on the same page today.
On
things.
Oh, that's right. Dude, it's been a reoccurring theme here.
Well, yeah. Better to, what is it? Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. God, there was one.
Somebody agreeing with me. Yeah, Goo, you're right. We know he's not Rice, but man, they need him now more than they ever have. And I
need him.
Stoney, stop. Born.
Hey, just a reminder that Sebastian Valdez, the one she nicknamed
Practice
Hulk.
Squad, we know.
I'm just making sure.
Come on, Kenny.
Making sure they know.
Kenny.
Making sure they know. Also,
with people I like, I use this phrase: get in the game.
Schefter,
what else?
Schefter, also.
Yeah, I know. Travis Kelce's married.
Oh, my God. Kenny, how can you stand this dude?
No. It's the end of the day.
I'll shut up.
It's the end of the day. No, that Kendrick Bourne was officially released. So it was just an update from Schefter. I don't know if it was an official thing that it would think it was just.
And Valdez Scantlin, you remember when you told me this morning? I'm like, I'm starting to think now. They don't mean a damn thing in regard to Juwan Jennings.
Do you believe that?
I do. Kendrick Bourne might be a little different. But Scanton, I'm like, nah, this ain't enough. He ain't enough yet. But you go out there and
just because it's not enough yet doesn't mean it has nothing to do with Jennings.
If Kendrick Bourne is brought aboard, then I might be like, they're just, now it's a message. Scantlin Jr., even if he's on the field, son, he's not better than Bourne. I mean, excuse me, he's not better than Juwan Jennings. When are we going to have closure?
I told you there's a press conference at 2.
That doesn't mean they're going to – I mean, that's about State of the Union. I'm talking about the state of when this is over.
That's none of your business, maybe.
They need to put me in the crowd. Hey, Kyle, Daryl the Guru Johnson from 95.7 The Game.
8 years ago, I called you the boy genius. And, you've not done anything to alleviate – you are just so brilliant. So please. Brilliant.
I'm the guy that said he should
so
be fired
smart.
After he treated Trey Lance that way.
I get to have it both ways, Kyle. I can say you're a genius and that you should be fired, and I'm right both times. All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I pulled it off. Wearing a jersey with no shirt underneath.
Well,
bravo,
you wore it. I don't know if you pulled it off.
That's a 5, Tiny. That's pretty damn good, man. Yeah. You look great.
I know.
Oh, man. Dude.
It's a nice piece I have on. It's fact.
And it's new, and it looks ritzy.
Yeah, all those things are true. All those things are true.
What you going to shoot?
It's a great question. Well, okay, I'm glad
you feel good.
Oh, I feel great. I feel great.
Until Willard comes in.
No, I'll still feel good. What I'd really like is for Kyle Shanahan to be on time today. I'd like.
You can just tell the guys it's Wednesday. We know what time it is. You're golfing.
Dibley gets mad. I'm actually more afraid of Dibley.
But you're a grown man with 3 kids. And you're not more afraid. Well, we did have a show together, us 3. I kind of get where you're going. He used to stifle you. Well, who doesn't got something on you but me?
What do you mean?
Bonte could get you there, and Dibs and Willard. I get you there the way you take it personally. You think about it on Bart and driving home. I get it. Different.
No, I'll tell you what. I got to tell you, I am coming into my own. There's no doubt about it. I'm what they call emerging.
At almost 80, you would hope that you are. Hey. You know, I'm not talking to me.
Hey.
Come on, man.
I'll tell you what. Things about to be shaken up here in the Bay Area. Don't ask why. Just acknowledge it. What are you looking at?
Michael Kiao, what's worse, Guru's caddy or his arms? I like my arms.
You don't do it again. Oh, yeah, you're so strong.
Oh, man.
That's
a little
great.
Jealousy.
That's great. You're a 54-year-old man, and you can beat somebody
Who
up.
Who said I'm 54, first off? Seriously, you've never seen my license or birth certificate.
You're right. I just made up a number. Okay, I'll do it this way. That's great. 44-year-old man. Yeah, go pick on some kids with
37.
With those biceps. Oh, yeah, Mr. Bicep.
Hey, Kenny, my age is my athletic prowess. 37. That's how I feel. Hair 28.
Goo. I'm going to see this
energy. I got him.
I know how old you are.
I don't care. How old do I feel?
Come on.
And you don't know. How,
I'm out today. I'm just out. What do we got? 39.
Well, you don't have to tell
us. Can you do the next 2.5 minutes?
Hours.
Let's see. What do I have written down here?
Giants 3 in a row going for 4 tonight.
Draftism. I was thinking about talking about today.
What about Verlander? You got to say, we didn't even mention him getting a win.
Why would we?
We dropped the ball today on that. We could have mentioned it. Yeah, no, okay. Just on him getting it. We beat him up. We laugh. We could have just mentioned it. and kept moving.
What exactly did he do?
He passed Walter Johnson in strikeouts.
Hello. You know who that is. Not my cousin. Walter Johnson, Steiny. What team did he pitch for?
You know
you
what?
You should know this.
Detroit. St. Louis.
Kenny, you know.
Nothing else in the holster.
Your chest out.
Okay. Yeah, you were wrong twice. It was the Senators.
That's right. They were in St. Louis back then.
Washington. No.
They were in St. Okay.
You know, the other thing you can just do, and I've learned this a lot over the years just from politicians is just don't.
What?
Just don't agree. Like, say it again. He played for, what'd you say? No, he played for St. Louis.
Washington Senators?
No, he played for, they were St. Louis at the time. Yeah, they were. Like, just don't give in. Just never give in. You know what I mean? That's what we do now in society.
There's an underlying factor here.
Sure. Yeah. No, they were in St. Louis. He played for St. Louis. See what I'm doing?
Yeah, but it's not working.
You're distracted.
Yeah, I'm fighting now. People are throwing the knives at me now. Give me compliments.
I'm not doing the Red and Gold Summit read right now.
Why?
Because I've done it six times.
He's got a job and somebody to report to.
I'll do it on the other side.
You see Evan's pitcher? He's flexing. At the U.S. Open with alcohol.
Should I tell our listeners what you got mad at over the break when I said that to Nahigian and he laughed and you said, what's so funny about the Googling?
I can't even remember.
Remember when I said, how many times a day do you Google yourself?
Oh, yeah.
And Nahigian started laughing, and then you got mad at him.
Yeah, because who does that?
Well, we put the number at 2.5 a day.
No, Chad GTP maybe, but whatever it is.
All right. Red and Gold Summit next Thursday. I'll give you more details on the other side. That segment also brought to you by Honda Vallejo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.